Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mari Nirus, Yichli Nishmas, Mari's Esther Basket Shmuel. And Lili Nishmas Shmuel ben Haravuvain Eitan. We are continuing our series of Shiurim, Sechas Yadayim. Again, we'll start the first Mishnah we discussed at length in the previous year. May revi'is, mayim, that's b'shir revi'is halug, noisim le'yadayim, you put on your hands, in order to be matar your hands, le'echad, for one person, v'af l'shnam, even two people, if originally there was, according to the way many learned this Mishnah, if there was enough, of, if there was revi'is in the kli, to start with, then the second guy can also wash from this kli, even though when he takes it, it no longer has a revi'is. Machtis halug, if it has two revios, half a lug is two revios. Yishloshu l'arba. So you can put it on your hands for three or for four people. In order to be matayr, the hands. So two can take from one revios, so l'fi cheshbin. So three, it should be revios and a half. But you need two revios shlemos. Since there are a lot of people, since there are three or four people, Chazal rechoshesh that the first guy won't put enough water on his hands and he's not going to wash ada perek until the necessary part of the hand that one has to wash. Well, they said it has to start off with two revios machtzis halug. Milog, from the log and on, if that's how much water you have, then lechamisha lasar lemeah, for five, for ten, for a hundred. 100 is an exaggeration, but means from five and more, you can have a look. Obviously, for 100, it wouldn't be sufficient to wash the necessary part of the hand. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Omelvad, Heter of Rabbi Mikla Yedem, Mikliachad, Ubutinai, Shlo Yifchos Lachon Shibahem Revius. The last one shouldn't have less than a Revius. In other words, each one has to have a complete revius in the kli when he washes. He doesn't have to put revius on his hand, but he has to have a full revius when he washes. Rav Yossi argues with the Tanakhama. The Chachamim were metaken not only shvichas mayim rishonim gedei l'taras yadayim, they were metaken shvichas mayim shniim in order to be metar the first waters that fell in his hand. So, afilu shechachamim teknu at litol at hayadayim mirevit mayim, in order to be mitare them from the tumah midag b'sheni l'tumah, they didn't require that he pour a revius on his hand. However, like we just learned, right, you're allowed to have two people using one revius, you don't need all revius. But when you wash less than revius, even though you're mitare your hand, the water becomes tummy from the hand, because the adayim are sheni l'tumah and they pass the truma. We have a klal called apostles of truma. Tamei is a mashkin liyos tchila. Anything that passes truma is metame liquids, even chulin liquids, to be a rishon l'tuma. And since a mashkin that are rishon l'tuma are metame sa'idai midrabban and liyos shnios l'tuma, so the water now should come and be metame the hands once again. If the hands make the water into a rishon, and now the water should come and make the hands again nachamal into a sheni. Ela, she calls man shamayim atzmim adayin al yadav mechamat hanetila. Lo tiknu chachamim she yachzeru v'yitamu et yadav. She imkein, ein ledavar sof, uleolam I afshar yeh letaher et ad yadayim b'shvichat pachot merevi'it, then it'll never end. He's going to pour revi'is on, and then he's going to have to pour another revi'is on. Another revius, another revius. Now the only way he's going to get out of it is if he pours a, if he's going to pour pachas mirvius, another pachas mirvius, another pachas mirvius, another pachas mirvius. And his hands never become tar. So rather, what do they say to do? They said do it all in one shot. The only way to fix it would be to do all revius in one shot. But if you do pachas mirvius, it's never ending. But So, but if the water went, goes from his hands to something else, so therefore, pachas merviyas is enough, even once. However, if the water goes from his hand to something else, and then he touches the water, and the water is metame his hands, and if truma touches this water, even if it's on his hands, it's going to become tame. So, what the chachamim said to do was, they said, pour mayim shneim. And these mayim shneim are metaris hamayim rishonim, sha'al yadav. So the Mishnah says, mosifim ala shneim, ve'en mosifim ala rishonim. Tzarich litol et kol hayad ad haperek. You have to wash your entire hand until the perek. What's the perek? Some say perek means the connection of your palm of your hand to your arm, to your wrist. Some say ad haperek means where your fingers are connected to the palm of your hand. Those are the 2 days in ad haperek. So let's say you wash mayim rishonim ad haperek, and the mayim hashniyim only on part of the area that requires netila. You're allowed to add and pour mayim shniyim again on the rest of the area that you didn't wash, such that all of the water is now, all of the hand is now pure. Well, all of the mayim rishonim is now pure that you pour it in your hand. Miktsasim al yidei hashvicha rishonim shel mayim shniyim. First shvicha, and then with the second shvicha. But if you were not a mayim rishonim, you can't add another shvicha on the rest of it to dry off your hand and start all over and pour on the entire area. As a Mishnah omeret kacha. Mosifim al hashniyim she'efshar leosif b'mayim hashniyim v'lishpoch al hamakom she'lo natal sham mayim shniyim b'rishona. You're allowed to add on to the second water, and by pouring on the area you didn't pour the first time, v'ein mosif al rishonim. So not only is it not enough lishpoch mayim al makom shelo natal mayim b'rishonim b'shvicha rishmayim rishonim b'shvicha rishonim, not only is it not enough, it's not sufficient to pour in the area you didn't pour the first time, but moreover, and ela ein mo'il afilu lo'osif v'lishpoch shvicha shniya al kol yad bevat achat. You can't even pour it, add on and pour the whole hand at once. What you have to do is you have to dry your hand first, and then pour the mayim rishonim on the whole hand until the perek, the vas achas. Why this is, Yirtzeh Hashem, anachnu nedaber b'pam acheret. What the reason for this din is, why you have to wash it and dry it off. But I'd like to be ma'ayin in the first part of the Mishnah, based on the Torah of Rabbeinu, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Moshe. The Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayis, says the whole Mishnah is talking about Mayim Rumayim Shneim. When the Mishnah says, Mei Ravis, Nosen Liyadayim, Le'echad Af L'Shnayim, it's talking about Mayim Shneim. As the Mishnah kan medaberet lefi Rambam Mayim Shneim, Afilu Shadayin Lo Shamanu Al Ikar Netilat Yadayim Shel Mayim Rishonim. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us the koyach of tara of revius mayim. The pashtus, it would appear, that we only need mayim shneim linyan trume, that he shouldn't be metamei trume, but not linyan chulin, because the ikar takanas chazal until sidayim was betruma, to be mafkia betruma sidayim, because the takanas until sidayim. Why do you have to wash your hands before you eat? Because stam yadayim are shneios l'tumah, and therefore they're passing tumah. So Chazal made a takana If you don't come to Pasul Tshuva, then you wash your hands before you eat. Stam yadayim arshnias latuma. That pasul is truma. And kolapoisel is a truma. Mitami mashkin lios tchila. The pasul is truma, like we said before. So then it's mitami the water, and it makes the water into a rishon latuma. And it emerges then that the mayim rishonim shali yadayim. The first waters that are on his hands. Nasu tchila. This water is now rishon l'tuma, and then they passel his hands for truma. Nacham Aleph passels his hands. Therefore, you wash a second time mayim shniyim to remove the first waters, purify your hands, and remove the first waters that were made your hands into a rishon again, a sheni again, because the waters are rishon. But b'chulin, shestam yadayim lo matamot chulin, stam yadayim ar matame chulin, so the water that touches the hands is a nifsa l'chulin. And therefore, it's not shaykh at the kanas until yadayim of mayim shneim l'chulin. Because the water on his hands for mayim rishonim don't pass l'chulin. As rishon l'tuma is mitame ochle mashkin, but sheni is not. So as far as his hands are concerned, the whole takana of netilas yadayim is for his hands. So as far as his hands are concerned, if his hands become a sheni from the water, then it's not going to be, if his hands are a sheni from the water, then he's not going to be metamei chulin, because sheni l'tum is not metamei chulin. So therefore, the takana of washing the hands again is not for chulin, it's for truma. Because the truma makes his hands, the water makes his hands, water becomes a rishon because they touched his hands, and then his hands become a sheni, and that's going to pass a chulin, so he has to put on the mayim shniyim. That's the way I understand pshat. Now, Gemara in Zvachim says in the Chav Beis Amid Aleph, Amarei Shlakish, Kol HaMashin Lamei Mikvah, whatever substance can complete the prescribed quantity of the water of a mikvah. The Mishnah Mikvos lists various substances that can contribute to the 40 samimim. Mashlim Lamei Kior can complete the prescribed quantity of water of the Kior. In other words, the amount needed to sanctify the hands and feet of four Kohanim. That's how much you need in the Kior. The Revius Eino Mashlim, but it cannot complete the Revius of water necessary for the washing of the hands. Lema'ute Mai, what's Reish Lakish coming to be Mimayet? If he means to exclude liquid mud, this is one of the substances that can be used to complete the minimum contents of a mikveh. Then we have a kasha hechidami. How is it? In other words, what's the consistency of this liquid mud? If it is so thin that a cow can bend down and drink from it, then it should contribute even to the revius. and it should be valid even in its own right for use in the Tilas Yadayim. Because the Mishnah Yadayim says that water that's not fit for animal consumption can't be used for Netilas Yadayim, but it is fit for animal consumption. It can be used for Netilas Yadayim. So it's not coming to be Mamayidi Parashocha V'shosim Imenu, because then I feel a Revius Nami V'yinein Parashocha V'shosim Imenu. And if the liquid mud is so thick that a cow can't bend down and drink from it, I feel a Mikvah Nami Ein Mashin, then it shouldn't complete the minimum needed for a Mikvah either. Since the mud is so thick that a cow wouldn't drink it, can't be classified as liquid and thus not valid to complete the mikveh. So skipping a little bit in the Gemara of Papa, the Meute Natan Natal Nasan Sa'a, the Natal Sa'a. The Shlokish means to exclude the case in which one puts a Sa'a of non-water liquids into a full mikveh, and then removes a Sa'a. As we will now explain, the snan, mikveh sheyesh bo mem sa mechuvanos, if a mikveh contains exactly 40 sa of water, nasan sa and not al sa, and one put in a sa of other liquids and then remove the sa, hareza kasher. The addition of a sa of juice, for example, juice, increased the volume of the mikveh to 41 sa'ah, and removal of a sa'ah restored it to 40. So even though some of the original water is in the sa'ah that is removed, and the mikveh no longer has 40 sa'ah of actual water, it's valid because it originally became valid through the requisite amount of water, and the sa'ah of juice added to it is nullified in the water, and therefore afterwards is treated like the water itself. This is the case in which these liquids complete the mikvah. So they're mashlim the mikvah, call them mashlim a mikvah. It's talking about the 40 mikvahs, yeshlo 40 sa'ah. And you took and put in a sa'ah and took out a sa'ah. So why is it kosher? Because originally it was the Seder, when it was 41 with the extra sub juice. And then when you took out the sa'ah, it doesn't matter because the juice was batel in the water, and now you have 40 sa'ah. The procedure of adding some musa may repeat it up to, but not including the point at which the majority of the mikvah is composed of these liquids. So the 40 sa in the mikvah is the main majority of the actual water for the mikvah to be valid. But this doesn't apply to Revius and Tilas Yadayim. So if a teaspoonful of juice is added to a cup containing a Revius of water, and then a teaspoonful of the mixture is removed, can't use it for Netilas Yadayim. It only applies to large amounts, not to small amounts.
Rashi, udikabasei minatilas yadayim lo mishal mishim haisibo revius mayim nosan mimayim miminim halalu l'seichoi roiva revius nota kenegdam psula l'chashiv yishul zutra de revius levitlinu levatulinu.
So, parallel to this case, like we explained outside, in the Tilas Yadayim, it's not mashlim. That if it had a revius of mayim, and then you put these minim, like for example juice, in the revius,
and then took out that little bit, it had a revius, you put a rover revius in, and then you took out a rover revius. It's going to be no good, because it still has a little bit of the original pusel liquid. And we don't say it's batel and revius. We're not machshiv the shear of a rover revius, to not chashiv enough to be mevatel, to create bitel. So we see that a mikveh that has there by himself, you give a sav may peiros, so it's misbatil to the 40 sa, it becomes part of the mikveh. But if you're mitzayif levius mayim, mashim may peiros, a little bit of juice, it's not misbatil that to become part of the revius. And Rashi explains pshat, mishum de lo choshiv shiul revius lefatulinu. As yesh kan dvar temen, שהרי כאן לא מדין ביטל ברוי דאלמה כעושין אין עלה, שהרי יש כאן נוסן טעם, אלא על כוכך דמדה מהני, נוסן שאה, ונוטל שאה, במקווה משום שנעשה להקבוע אחס. So you can't say that we're coming מדין ביטל ברוב, general ביטל ברוב, because here, it's nosen tam, there's no ביטל. So it must be that that nosen sa v'netel sa works in a mikvah is because it makes one body of water, one hakva. V'al yidei zeh gam ha-mei peiris mitstarfim. And through this, the mei peiros are mitstarf and have a shem mikvah. Even though you can't make a mikvah from mei peiros, but ada roiv, their battle to be one mikvah, one body of water with the Arba'im Sa'ah. So we see from here in the Sigda that a revius of mayim b'kli ain b'koichoy levatel mei peres. And it can't be mitzdarb to the revius. And therefore only mayim that's ksherim l'netil sidayim are mitzdarb to the revius. Whereas when it comes to a mikvah or the mekior, there it becomes one body of water, one hakvah, and therefore it's kosher even if it's made up of, composed of other types of meperis, for example. So we see, al kol panim, that there's a sheer revius shel tahara, sheyashayach sheyizbat usham dvorem acherim. Be'oifen shekimat chatsi mimena yu meperis. ורואים מכאן להדיה שיש ברביעס מים שבכלי כוח טהרה מצד עצמו, אלא דלא חשיבו לבטולינו למי פרס. אם כל הדין היה הוא רק מייסי נטילה סדיים, איך העולה על הדעת שיור בזה ביטל? הרי אין כאן נטילה במים אלא במי פרס. אלא משמע שמים שבכלי יש בהם כוח לטהר, שרבי יוסף בכלי יש להם דין מטהר, וכאשר נוטלים ידיים במים שבכלי, יש להם כוח תאירה, זהו במתארץ הידיים, אך כוח התאירה שיש במים, אין הוא רק בשעס נטילה, אלא שהרביס מים יש כוח מתארף היוסם בצורך הכלי. So there's a sheer of רביס that it should be, it could in theory, in the end it's not, because רביס isn't enough, but in theory it should be מסבטל to the rest of the revius, such that in theory, again, if it was enough, it's not enough. But if just about half was May Paris, then it would be okay. So you see that there's revius of water in a kli, have a koach tara mitzad atzma. It's just not choshev enough to be mevat or May Paris. And if the whole din is only a mice in a tilas yadayim, how would you think that bittel would be effective? You're not being noto b'yadayim, mamayim yadayim moto b'may peris. So it's not just a mice in a tilas yadayim. If it was just a mice in a tilas yadayim, why would you think that bittel would work? You have to do a mice in a tilas yadayim with a revius of water, and there's not a revius here. So it's mashma that mayim shebekli יש בהם כוח לתאר. מים שבכלי יש כוח תאר מצד עצמו. Because when they're in the כלי, they have a כוח מתאר. And when you take your note on ידיים, במים שבכלי, they have the כוח to be מתאר the hands. Just this כוח תאר that there is in the water is not only b'shas netila. Even when they're in the kli, they have that koach of tahara. And therefore you would think, if not again, if it was enough of a shir, that it would be shaykh to have bittel. That this revius of mine would be able to mevatel other liquids, may peris. Why? Because it has koach tahara. And since it has koach hatara, this may reveal, even before it goes on your hands. It has the koach of tara. Mele it also has the koach to be mevatel. Fruit juice. Hashem can, if we just needed a mice and a tilsi yadayim with a revius of mayim, so mehechitesi, it works with less. You see, there's a special koach, just like there's a koach of mikvah to be matar, so there's a koach of mayim and the kli to be matar. And for this reason, it says in the Rishonim, the Rash brings it later on in the name of the Tosefta, that if you are noitel yadayim mishnei kelim, bikiluach echod, if you wash your hands from two different kelim in one flow, it's no good. If each kli is in machzik or revius, it's not in the tilak shelo. Like we see in Chulin 107a, kaptin and amana, that we're makbid that the kli has a shir revius. Besides the mice in a tila, which is, should be good if it's from two kelim, because you're doing a mice in a tila of revius, ma baya. The answer is that you need in the kli a revius of mayim. That only that is a koach hametayim. Otherwise, it's no good. In Nazir, Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph, says that there are 10 types of revius, 10 things that you need to share revius. And the Gemara says, what about Netilas Yadayim? And the Gemara answers, B'plukta lo kamayri. But the problem is that the plukta that we have, in other words, the Mishnah's, the Brice there is not talking about where there's a machlokas. But the machlokas that we find in our Mishnah is only the Pirtei Pratim. About the ikar adin that you require, in other words, ayamosif, the Mishnah says, mosifin ala shneim vein mosifin ala rishayim. The very fact that you need a revius is muskan mekulei alma. So what do you mean that this is a machlokas? Revius is a machlokas. It's a machlokas and a prat. So, sarach iyun. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next Shir on Yadayim, we still have a ton more to say in this Mishnah, so hopefully we'll get at least some of it, and we'll be Zelcha Leros, Neflos, Rabbos, Yigdolos, Mitaris Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom, Svi Yisrael.